This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. A bill making its way through the state legislature is challenging several long-standing practices within Colorado's oil and gas industry, including forced pooling. That's when companies drill in a certain area without consent from all the mineral right owners. KUNC's Matt Bloom is here to break things down for us. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
So right now, a company that wants to access minerals under a residential area only needs one resident within a neighborhood to say yes to get the process started. How would this bill change things?
Simply put, it raises the threshold a company would need before they can force pool an entire group of mineral owners. As you said, a company only needs one person to say okay before they go to the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission and get the final go-ahead. The bill would require 50% of owners to sign off in order to do that.
You've been talking to some of these homeowners that are going through this, and what have they shared with you?
Lizzie Lario is a health coach in Broomfield. She's a part of a neighborhood group trying to stop forced pooling in her neighborhood.
And I would like the state and the COGCC to understand what an antiquated old statute forced pooling is and how it needs to be brought up to speed and brought into balance with hydraulic fracturing.
Lario has been trying to stop it for 2 years now. She says she's had almost no voice or say in the entire process, which is why she and her neighbors are actually suing the state over it.
This is a huge industrial project going in to a really already, you know, to an intersection that's already very busy, right next to parks and schools. So the impact is going to be bigger than I think any of us really quite understand.
How common is forced pooling?
Well, we know it's happening, but we don't have any specific numbers because the contents of pooling applications aren't public. That's why I talked to Matt Sura. He's an oil and gas attorney in Longmont.
We know from the Colorado Gas Conservation Commission that over the last 2 years, 2017, 2018, there's been over 600 pooling applications. Within those pooling applications, there could be 1, 10, even hundreds of different property owners, mineral owners, who are being forced pooled by that one application.
With more people moving to places like Greeley, Evans, Windsor, and Northern Adams County, he says it's happening even more.
There is such a density of residential housing units there, and many of those folks do own their mineral rights. I'm seeing hundreds of people that are receiving these forced pooling letters. Hundreds.
Oil and gas companies are against changing pooling laws. The legislature passed a few new rules on it last year, but what's their take on the legislation this time around?
It probably comes as no surprise that they still do not like it. Scott Prestige is with the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. He says the change could be devastating for the industry.
If you don't have pooling, in some cases, in some ways, there's a threat that it could shut down development in that area, because it's a necessary piece of the puzzle in order to have effective oil and gas development.
He says it makes drilling more economical because it lets you build fewer surface wells, and that frees up money for other things.
You're able to build pipeline infrastructure that reduces truck traffic. You're able to invest in different lighting, noise, and odor mitigations, all because of those economies of scale. It helps create an opportunity for utilizing the technologies that exist in today's oil and gas industry.
So there are several more committee hearings planned for this bill at the state capitol, so the proposed rules could change, and what we are seeing right now might not be what lawmakers pass or defeat.
That was KUNC's Matt Bloom helping us understand the complicated world of forced pooling. Matt, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You can find the latest on this legislation and more stories on our website at kunc.org.